sister!" she shrieked. "I'm so glad you're here! We're sinking!" Callie's red hair, which she tried to cut to look like Esther's, frizzed out in all directions. She was operating a pump manually, of all things. The radio by the door sputtered, its message indistinct. The lights flickered violently. "Stop doing that, Callie. Do you really think it's going to help?" Esther said calmly. Callie kept a tight grip on the pump, as if it were a life raft.
"I didn't know what to do! The pump stopped! I think there's a short!"
"It's all right," Esther said. "Come over here and hold the light for me." She splashed through the water, covering the floor to the open control box on the far wall. A spark of electricity crackled from a loose wire. "Was this open when the water started coming in?" Esther asked. She yanked rubber gloves from her back pocket and bent the wires away from the water. You could never be too careful.
"I think I maybe left it open last time I checked on the circuits," Callie said.
She stood by Esther's shoulder, rubbing a blister that had formed on her finger.
Operating the pump by hand, indeed.
Esther took a small flashlight from her belt and handed it to her young assistant.
"You need to make sure this thing is shut and sealed."
"I've left it open before and nothing's happened,"
Callie wailed.
"Just be more careful next time. Hand me the smaller toolkit."
Esther planted her feet far apart and went to work on the circuits, quickly slicing and realigning wires, preparing to bypass the damaged area.
"Tell me about the water," she said.
"Oh, right."
Callie looked down at the flood soaking into her jeans.
"Heard on the radio we hit some debris. I think it was part of an old shipping container or something. Put a gash in the hull."
"Who's on the repairs?"
"I don't know. I was just supposed to control the water intake, and it's a disaster. Are we going to sink?"
"No, I'll fix it," Esther said, privately relieved she had decided to come down here even though she wasn't on duty. Callie wasn't ready for this.
"A shipping container, huh? Hope they pulled it up. I'm desperate for some decent steel."
Structural repairs weren't part of Esther's domain, but the men from the repair crews sometimes gave her leftover scraps, which she used to work on improvements to the ship's systems. They knew she wouldn't waste the metal, even if they didn't always think her ideas would work. But Esther believed she could do more than just fix the machines. One day, she would prove it. She flipped the circuit on the control box. Nothing happened. The ship rocked, dousing them with salty water. Esther shielded the control box with her body to keep it dry. She flipped the switch again. On the third try, half of the pumps sputtered to life. Something was blocking the rest. Esther moved along the line to the first silent pump, the water sloshing around her. It had risen almost to her kneecaps. Her foot bumped a loose bolt on the floor. She plunged a hand into the cold water and grabbed it as it slid past her again.
"What's this?"
Everything in the Catalina had to be tied down, contained, controlled. Callie shone the beam of the flashlight onto the bolt.
"Oh, I found that the other day and forgot to tell you about it," she said, biting the edge of her lip. "I set it over there somewhere."
She waved her hand vaguely in the direction of the big steel toolbox.
"Rust and salt," Esther swore. "I could have fixed this days ago."
"I'm sorry. I didn't know it was a big deal."
Esther shook her head, then took a deep breath and dropped into the water beneath one of the pumps. She felt her way through the dark. In the silence, the water pressing into her ears, she could focus on the connections, sensing what was out of place. Sure enough, one of the tubes had come loose, disrupting the pressure of half the system and triggering the safety cutoff. The rocking of the ship pushed her back and forth in the cold water. She gripped the pipes and felt her way along the grooves and joints of the machinery. She came up to grab a breath and a wrench, and then slid back beneath the pump. Holding the loose bolt in her teeth, she forced the tube back into its socket and tightened it into place. She wished Callie had chosen another occupation. Engineering was not for the absent-minded. You needed to be detail-oriented, careful, and technical. They couldn't afford mistakes. Esther surfaced.
"Flip the third switch from the right in the control box, Callie. Third from the right."
She pulled herself up from beneath the pumps, spit the salt from her mouth, and stepped back. The machinery shuddered. Slowly, the impellers began to turn. Along the line, the remaining pumps sputtered into motion, drawing water from the belly of the Catalina and spewing it back into the sea.
"The water is still coming in," Callie said.
She was right. Despite the pumps, the water rose, marking its progress on the bulkhead. The leak still hadn't been repaired.